Food Dude and Friends is brought to you by Visit OKC, inviting you to experience the energy, excitement, and welcoming spirit of Oklahoma City. Learn more at visitokc.com. Hi again, everybody. Welcome back to the Food Dude and Friends. I'm Dave Cathy, the Food Dude, along with Julie Porter Scott.
Hello.
Julie, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
You know, I can't complain.
I mean, we're here at the new KOSU.
Lovely KOSU studios. It's fantastic. It's beautiful. It's a lovely day. Had a little unexpected rain this morning.
Was not on my bingo card.
Not at all. No? We'll take it. We'll take it. But you know, I'm just happy to be here and talking to you.
Same.
Yeah. What do you know? Anything good?
Well, you were with me last night.
Oh yeah, that was just last night.
Yeah.
Two doors down.
We checked out Two Doors Down.
Yeah, Empire Hospitality's new place.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in Cassidy Square. That's Jason Poole and Dave Osborne.
That's the Symmetry guys.
The Symmetry guys.
Yeah.
The overall it's called Empire Hospitality, and they have kept with the Empire state of mind and opened a New York style bistro wine bar. Basically some really cool wines, some really nice pizzas, and some apps in a really cool New York, you will walk right into Central Perk.
I love it.
Yeah.
It kind of that shotgun.
Yeah.
You know, it was a kind of a weird size.
Yeah.
And I think that really worked with the theme.
Yeah.
Just making use of what space you have.
That's right. That's right.
I think we needed something like that in Cassidy Square.
Just a little wine bar, and if you're going to Symmetry, you might want to get there about an hour early and drop by Two Doors Down if you
just
want.
Hang out
there. It's a nice contrast to what they have at Symmetry.
Well, and I don't think they have this yet, but I think eventually they'll also have a bottle shop.
Yeah, yeah.
Which
yeah.
will be perfect.
Yeah, right there. Great neighborhood to be doing that in.
You can try something, and then if you love it, take it home.
Yeah. Take it home. Yeah.
So
be sure and check them out. Cassidy Square, they are now open. This week, though, the big news this week in the food service industry, and you know, and I know we're a little inside baseball here, but folks need to know this is how our restaurants operate. So this is a big week for them because it is the Oklahoma Restaurant Association's big expo is this week. They will crown a new cocktail shake off champion.
I love it.
And the culinary cook-off will have a new champion. And this is a chance for all the restaurateurs and various businesses to get to know each other and see what they've got new for this year, try different flavors, try different foods. It's a heck of a good time.
It's really fun. Yeah. I haven't been in several years.
Yeah.
But it is a fun event, and it's just all these folks are so busy.
Yeah.
They're only a few times a year when they can all see each other and interact and see all their vendors and
totally
get a little spoiled.
All this spoiled. And now we're post-pandemic now, because all that got shut down for a few years. So it's nice for folks to be able to get back and do this kind of stuff. It's all been kind of building since the pandemic. But yeah, they're back in business and they're ready to go. And I do know that at this year's show, Kevin Lee is going to be doing a special seminar with Dale Taldy, who is a chef out of New York City. He was a contestant on Top Chef way back in the day.
It's like a really early.
Early. I don't think it was season one, but it was one of those first handful.
Yeah.
And then ever since then, he's had a series of restaurants in New York and Chicago, where he's from, and Florida. But he's currently home-based in New York. And he and another chef, Nini Nguyen, who will be in town that week, are both going to show up at Kevin Lee's restaurant this weekend.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, for a two-night event. Nini, who she has a really cool concept that she does out of New York, where she teaches people how to cook and stuff. She's got a brand new cookbook coming out that she's launching from here. And her and Jeff Chanchaloon are going to do Friday night at Birdie's restaurant. Birdie's by Chef Kevin Lee. Sorry, Kevin, the new name. So they're going to do Friday night, and then Dale and Kevin will do a dinner on Saturday night.
That's great.
So yeah, just another really cool thing going on here in the city that you certainly would not have seen going on here even 5 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Super, super cool.
That's great.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's, it's a fun time to be in the 405.
It is.
Eating
in this town.
Yeah.
That has changed so much over the years.
I know. And so one of the ways that we have gotten here is having really great culinary schools.
Yes.
You know, kind of we go back and we could look back at Kurt Fleischfresser's apprenticeship program.
At Coach House,
which kind of got the ball rolling many years ago for a small group of people. And then Platt College followed. And now we've got culinary schools, at all of our
Vo-techs, you know, Metro Techs,
Career Techs, sorry, don't
Career Techs, I know.
Career Tech.
Old habits die so hard.
But yeah, no, we're getting our high school kids educated, and these programs also have, they have a lane for adults.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so who better to talk to us about that than your friend and mine?
Kaya Pennington.
Kaya Pennington.
She's the best.
She's in the house. She was here before we recorded the conversation.
Yeah.
And we're going to pitch it over to there, right?
We are.
All right.
Let's do it.
Let's go see Kaya.
So we are here with Kaya Pennington.
The amazing.
The amazing.
Come on.
The amazing.
The amazing Kaya Pennington.
I receive it.
Kaya and I have become friends in the last couple of years, just running around town here and in New Orleans.
Yes.
So we have some stories that we can tell, mm-hmm. I think.
Some that had to stay there.
Yeah, some that stay there. But we're here today to talk about the incredible work that you're doing with your culinary education program. So welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Amazing. I love what you're doing over there. Beautiful kitchen. And you guys have just started, right?
Yeah, school started.
A month in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Week four.
So for our listeners, will you tell us where you are and what your title is and kind of what your day-to-day is like?
That's crazy. So I am the culinary lead instructor and coordinator for the Culinary Arts Program at Metro Tech. My day is pretty crazy because we've got 80 students this year, two instructors that work on my team, two tech assistants, and then I also oversee the retail for food and beverage operations for the district. And so I have six staff members who are graduates of my program that run the food service operations for the cafe, the catering for the conference center. We're opening up a cafeteria in the STEM building, and I'm getting a food truck on Tuesday.
Well, look at there.
What?
Yeah.
That's amazing. I love it.
Oh,
I love
gosh.
It. We're getting a food truck on Tuesday.
You manage all of that?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wow.
It's fun. It doesn't even, like, it doesn't feel like work, so I know it's exactly.
It's a hustle, I know, though.
What
I know you're
I'm
hustling.
Supposed to be doing, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, it's a hustle. Yeah.
Let's talk about it a little bit. Like, for folks that don't know, like, they can come in, right?
Yes.
They
it's open to the public. Yeah. The cafe is open Tuesday through Friday.
Like, if somebody who's never heard of it, act like I've never heard of the place. What do I do?
Metro Cafe. Okay. So 1900 Spring Lake Drive. We're on the south side of the conference center.
Mm-hmm.
You can order online for easy pickup. Okay. And we're open from 8 to 1, Tuesday through Friday.
Yeah.
We serve breakfast all day. And we've got amazing pizza oven. So we make pizza. Like, everything's made from scratch. And
yeah, and this is good, this is your students.
Yeah.
This is a student-run
It's a
kitchen.
Student alumni-run
yeah.
cafe.
Yeah, wow. And you're anybody who goes in there helping, you know, train the next group of chefs, local chefs.
Yeah, students get 15 hours per semester of work-based learning through the cafe mm-hmm. or catering and now or in the food truck.
Oh,
yeah,
that's great.
I love that you guys are adding the food truck.
So we'll use a food truck and take it to our other campuses. We have a campus at the airport
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and we have a campus South Bryant. And so
yeah.
they'll go out there and serve food because there's no food options on those campuses.
Yeah. How fun.
And it's a mobile classroom.
Yeah.
And a mobile billboard for
it's
Metro
experiential
Tech.
Experiential education.
Exactly.
Is what it is. And that to me, especially in the food service game, I mean, that's everything.
Well, my goal is if you've got, you know, 30 hours of real life experience
mm-hmm.
that you can put on a resume that mm-hmm. you can say, hey, I actually can demonstrate mastery yeah. at this set of skills.
Yeah.
I think that's important for them to be able to hit the workforce.
I know too, like when you're sending these kids in, if they're any good at all, they're not coming back out, right? They're going to get a job.
They're going to get a job. Yeah. I have two that are working with Zach at Alma.
Yeah.
They're doing well. Students working at the Omni of the CDC over at the Omni is on my advisory board.
Yeah.
And so they're hiring my students and putting them to work.
And we so need that.
Yeah.
You know, we lost so many people from the industry during COVID, just changing jobs and, you know, deciding to move on, and when restaurants were closed and kitchens were closed. So it's so great to hear that we're going to have, you know, new young people coming into some of those roles, because I know, I mean, we hear all the time how hard it is to hire, how hard it is to staff.
Heck yeah.
So we really needed that to keep this great momentum that we have going. We needed that in this state.
Hospitality and tourism is the second largest employer behind aerospace and engineering in Oklahoma.
It's a big deal.
It's a really big deal.
It's a big deal for Oklahoma.
Yeah.
It really is. Take us through a little bit about the courses. Like what did students learn?
They're learning everything
yeah.
from, you know, it's a 940-hour program.
Okay.
So part-time students are there for 15 hours a week. So it takes 2 years to complete. The goal is for them to leave with their ServSafe manager's license, first aid CPR, ACF fundamentals cook certification or pastry certification. Mm-hmm. And we just recently added a level one cheese certification.
Awesome.
So we're doing everything from making cheeses to meat fabrication. They're doing sauces, they're making pastas, they're advanced baking. I mean, we're doing all the things. One of my tech assistants, his family owned Brown's Bakery. Uh-huh. He's a fourth generation baker.
Yeah.
And I felt like there was a skills gap there.
Yeah.
I'm very much a savory chef.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I could do enough to get by,
but I really wanted. You're going to teach it.
Yeah, and I realized I had a lot of students that's where their interest lies, over half.
Yeah.
So the goal is next year to actually start a baking and pastry career major. Mm-hmm. So you can, the first year is basically culinary basic skills. You'll get skills one and two. And then the second year, you can choose a pathway. You can either go savory or you can go baking and pastry, or you can do both.
Wow. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. That is such a perfect way to set that up.
Yeah.
And this comes really naturally to you, both on the teaching side and the cooking side, because that's...
Yeah. Third generation chef and educator.
I mean, definitely what
I should be doing. Yeah. But also just trying to expose kids to all the different ways you can kind of work in food. Not everybody's going to go be a line cook or an executive chef.
Like since when you were coming up, like it was, I got to go work in a restaurant. Right.
That was it.
And then I could work in a hospital. Oh, I didn't know that. You know, and that was it. Like those big service jobs. But now it's a lot of ways.
We have vertical gardens. We're growing our own mushrooms. We're growing our own microgreens.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to show them like local. All our dairy is local.
Yeah.
We try to get most of our produce locally just so that they can, and I take them to visit farms so that they can kind of see all these other ways and opportunities. We've got a pretty cool digital cinema program at Metro Tech. And so we'll have them come in and like shoot a cooking video.
That's awesome.
Or, you know, record a commercial. And if maybe you want to be on TV or learn food styling.
That's a part of the thing now. That's a career path for a professional cook now. To be a influencer or whatever you want to call it.
How many kids are in my program because some chef on TikTok?
Yeah.
Right.
our very own Kevin Lee is enjoying this right now. You know, you go look at him on Instagram, and any reel he puts out there is tens of thousands of hits.
Yeah.
And Kevin's moving into a position where he may not have to be a restaurateur.
He and I were just talking about that at Thirst on Tuesday night. You
know, it's not a definite, but like, and he's not against it.
He's just opening up opportunities.
Yes, and there's so few historically in this industry. Mm-hmm. It's amazing and awesome that these things are opening up now.
Yeah, it's fun.
And I love it that you guys are training them towards it, because it's real. That's a real, our mutual friend Gabe Lewis, you know, who went at Francis Tuttle, who's done so great. And he's only ever worked at Chipotle.
I just met Gabe 2 weeks ago. He's doing a pop-up at Kindred with Chef Quentin Hairston.
Yeah.
They came into the kitchen at Metro Tech and did their R&D.
Yes.
Because I think it's important for students to see chefs and how their thought process.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, they're like my kids. So they only listen to half of the thing to me, because it's like they see me every day.
Yeah.
Jesse Gomez came last week and worked with them on plating and presentation.
That's awesome. That's so great.
I just invite all the chefs in.
That's what it comes out with, and my students. That inspiration. It's amazing. That's well done.
That's how I got Diego and Delilah over at Alma. And it's so great to sit at the chef's table and just like watch them work, and Zach just be like, they're doing great, and hear great things, and seeing them in industry, it makes me happy.
Yeah, it has to make you so proud.
It makes me pretty proud. Yeah.
I just think it's so interesting. Like when we talk about it now, it makes perfect sense that this is what you're doing. This is what you were always supposed to do. It's such a perfect fit for you. But I know it took you a long time to arrive at this. And I wonder if you can talk to us a little bit about that. You know, Dave and I specifically talk a lot about failure. That's kind of how Dave and I became friends. I had something fail and I sought Dave's advice. And so we talk a lot, and we talk to our different, you know, chefs and food friends that we bring on about the different things that we have to get through then to find our jam, right? So I wonder if you could talk to us a little bit about
some of my failures. I wouldn't say one of my proudest failures was I went through the Coach House Chef Apprenticeship Program. Uh-huh. I kind of wanted to be a chef. Yeah. I was like, still kind of figure it out. Kurt fired me. He fired me. And then later, I'm working at Metro Tech, and I put up my student to yeah. participate in Odyssey.
Yeah.
And he gets paired with Kurt. And he was so impressed by my student.
Of course.
He offered him a job, like, yeah. on the spot.
Yeah.
And I said, first chef to hire me and fire me. But we full circle. We came full circle.
Absolutely.
And now he's like, I'm so proud. You've grown up well. It's like, I was 19.
It.
I had no idea. I had dropped out of college. I had no idea what I was going to do with my life.
Right.
I was just kind of figuring it out.
Yeah. Because Kurt fired, I know Kurt well enough. If he fired you, he did something.
Yeah.
Or didn't.
Or just,
didn't do something. Well,
I feel like he was like, you're not taking this seriously.
You're not taking this seriously enough.
Yeah. And I was working at the Metro at the same time.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
open up during the day at Chastain and walk across the street at the Metro. Yeah. And the Metro was kind of my jam.
Yeah.
But I wasn't really ready to transition into this like next level.
That was
of,
an
like,
investment.
It was. And I wasn't really, I wasn't that serious about it yet.
Yeah.
He was always good at knowing that.
Yeah. Like, even if I didn't know it.
Because he was, exactly. You can come back.
Yeah.
Because he was never like a hardcore guy.
No.
On that stuff like
not
that.
Not at all.
No. Take a walk. Come back.
Yeah.
Came back around. Talk to us a little bit about Odyssey, because that was just a few weeks ago,
it
right?
was just a few weeks ago. And I actually had two students participating. One was paired with Zach and Hutton. Nope, Zach Waters from Sedalia's.
Walters, from Sedalia's,
When people ask me, what's the best restaurant in Oklahoma City? I'm like, Sedalia's is really at the top.
It's so good.
Every time
so
I'm there, I'm like, turn your head. I'm probably going to lick this.
It's so good.
It's so good. And then my other student was paired with Jeff from Madeira. Yeah. And that's the second year I've had students paired with Jeff. Cause
Jeff's a great.
It was so hard to be like, because I knew all of them so well. I'm like, can I get one more in paired with Kevin? Because I love all these guys. I think my students could learn a lot from them.
And tell our listeners who might not know, because we're kind of using a little bit of jargon here, which we're guilty of a lot, what Odyssey is and kind of how they get invited.
So Odyssey to Culinaire is the Oklahoma Restaurant Association's annual fundraiser. They put on the event twice, one in Oklahoma City, one in Tulsa. They pair five chefs with five culinary pro start students to put on a five course wine dinner. And it was pretty delicious.
Oh my God. Yeah, the Oklahoma
City. We had
City
the Skirvin every year. It was good. Dave hosted.
I was emceeing this year. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And this year in particular, man, they really blew the doors off the place. Like Zach and Jeff.
Megan's dishes were good. Everybody, it was really
like
good.
Such a good, that was indicative of how talented our market has become. I mean, that was an incredible market. And to have students that get to work side by side, not just for a night, you know, this is like a project. And so they have to go in and consult with them and they communicate and they work together. And I know they put these kids to work because it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work over 2 days.
You have to handpick. You got to kind of say.
We have to apply.
Yeah. Okay.
There's an application process.
Okay.
And I was really excited because my student, Jose, who was paired with Jeff, actually had been to Mexico, visited his dad, and brought back this salsa recipe. And then Jeff included it in their dish.
He did.
It was delicious.
Their dish was great. It was absolutely great. Yeah.
So he had a little bit of ownership. And it was just really exciting for him and his family.
Jeff being the perfect person to work with on something like that.
Yeah,
that's Jeff's whole thing. Is his family
tradition,
recipes, and traditions. Yeah. So
blended in with your skills.
I think it's so good.
So good. Like and so you. That's talk a little bit about your own professional experience. So you got kicked out of the coach house.
Got kicked out of the coach house, which is fine.
That's fine. You just went over the Metro.
I kept working at the Metro
made
for
the good
a while.
Money waiting tables or something, probably.
No, I did not. I was definitely
never
not.
Made it to there. That's right. Too many old people in your way.
I'm like, you know. I am very much a worker bee, head down.
Yeah.
I want to be at the stove.
I
can pull it off. You know, I've waited tables at Stella, helping Lori out when she needed it or bartending.
Yeah.
But that's not, I'm really a back of the house.
All the way?
Yeah, all the way. It's really more my thing. But
what drew you in? How did you get into the business?
Honestly, my family.
Yeah.
Really.
You said third generation, right?
Yeah. My uncle was a chef for a huge catering company. And my grandfather was the maitre d'. Mm-hmm. So I remember being like, you know, 10, 11 years old, like learning how to set up banquets for catering. I probably was my first catered waiter job. I was probably 13, 14 years old.
Yeah.
And I was just, food was always kind of my thing. And I liked to cook around the kitchen. And my mom be like, you know, you really look happy when you're doing that.
Yeah.
And so I just, I don't know. I came home one summer from college and was like, I don't like it. I hated school, which is crazy because I love teaching school.
Yeah, yeah.
But I went to go work at this place, Harry's Gourmet to Go. It was in Nichols Hills. Uh-huh. And I had met Harry because through probably a caterer named Linda Tripp.
Yeah,
and I would be her hands when she would need, you know, prep hands. Yeah. And I just went to go work for him one summer and then became the kitchen manager. And then just kind of like started learning about culinary jobs. And somebody introduced me to Kurt.
Yeah.
Went to go work at the Metro, and then Platt opened, and I was like, oh, I'll go to culinary school.
Yeah.
Mostly because I was usually the only woman in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nobody ever wanted to, like, let me do the fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They just wanted me to just, like,
yeah.
All you get to do is work in the pantry.
Yeah,
so
right,
it's like,
right,
nobody
right.
thought I could man a grill. So I'm like, maybe if I go get a culinary degree.
They'll let me in.
They'll let me in for a secret men's club.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's real. I've
yeah.
Like, when I started, it wasn't, like, I started covering in 2008, and it was getting better at that point, but it was clear, like, it wasn't that girls weren't allowed. It's just
Which
they weren't used to it.
Crazy.
Yeah,
if you think of historically women in the kitchen.
You ask all these male cooks who their inspiration. Oh, my mom, my grandma.
Right. Exactly. Because
but
professionally, we don't want to like allow women that space.
That's right.
And so I thought if I went and got a culinary degree, that would kind of inspire me. You know, give me some headway. And actually in culinary school, I had an excellent teacher. Actually two. I had several great teachers.
Mm-hmm.
But Chef Holly Geller and Chef Carrie Snyder Renfro taught me that I wanted to be a teacher at some point.
That's cool.
Because they were just such phenomenal educators. Carrie actually became my teacher mentor when I moved into education.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, she's a badass.
Yeah.
It's just like nobody knows. It's like she's a secret gem.
Well, I can say the same thing about you, Kaya.
Thank you.
You're proving that day after day.
But she was just so challenging. We come in like, hey, can we make hand stretched strudel? She'd be like, go for it. Whatever
like what?
We hand stretch strudel.
Oh, nice.
And she was
nice.
Like, yeah, let's. Like, she was so open to whatever we wanted to do.
Right.
And so I kind of modeled my classroom after that. She was like, hey, can I make ricotta? I'm like, yep.
Can
I make kombucha? I'm like, the SCOBY will be here tomorrow. Like, let's, like, we're turning this classroom into a science, a food science lab. You want to grow mushrooms? Great. Let me write a grant and get a boom tomb, and now we've got 20 varietals of mushrooms growing, and it just looks really cool.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I love that.
So cool.
And just showing them, like, oh, if you want to try it, let's try it.
I just got a freeze dryer because I wanted to figure out how to make my own Kool-Aid.
Okay.
That's awesome.
That's like, idea.
Like, because it's mostly dye and a little fruit flavoring.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
So this way,
we could do so much better.
We could do so much better. It's just like, oh, guys, let's make our own version of Tropical Punch.
Yeah.
So it's like raspberries in the freeze dryer for 2 days.
Yeah, it's great. No, that
great.
Makes total sense.
You guys want to make candy? Cool. What else you want to see if we can freeze dry? Let's just see how it reacts.
Like, I called you a couple of weeks ago because I needed a popcorn. So I called her because I needed a popcorn seasoning mix and for a client and something, you know, really unique and special. And she texted me back pictures of the pouches that she had just bought because it was already something that they were working on trying for the store.
Very cool.
Right?
Very
cool. So it's like, if you can dream it and think it up.
And then I text her, I'm like, what about an elote? popcorn seasoning.
Elote popcorn seasoning.
I love it.
Right?
So I put the corn in the freeze dryer, put it in the food processor. And like, and I made it. And it was pretty good. We also made popcorn ice cream last week.
Oh, that's cool.
That's good.
It is good.
You get you get the flavor profile right, and then you get texture.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
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 That's good.
That's dialing
And
in.
So I know the students are getting all the kitchen experience, and then what, any part of this is front of house? Or?
Yes. They do get 30 hours of front of the house experience, which is always fun. We do a lot of competitions. One of them is Skills USA, where you're competing against all the tech schools in the country. And one of the categories is restaurant services. So we use that rubric for them to learn, you know, fine dining. Mm-hmm. They learn beverage service. The adult students learn beverage service.
Yes.
We do hot beverage service for the high school students.
Yeah. Yes,
there are some lines. But yes, they get front of the house experience.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Cause that was my experience.
Like,
you know,
and we test them from like the moment the guest walks in the door, like they have to greet them. So they get the hostess experience. They have the dining experience, beverage experience. They work the cash register in the cafe so that they learn that customer service and that interaction, how to work with a point of sale system. And then they also learn the management side of it.
Yeah.
Like they learn how to read a P&L, how to price a recipe.
Really important. That's really important stuff.
How to manage labor cost.
So cool.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we can kind of tie it up here, Kaya. I'm thinking if somebody, like, we know that kids, if a kid wants to do this, do they do it through their high school? How do they?
So we have high school students. They can start their junior year.
Yeah.
But we also have adult students.
That was my next question.
We have a post-secondary program.
High school kids can get in through their own school. Like, but are you guys can't take any high school kid, right?
No, our sending district, our Oklahoma City Public Schools, Crooked Oak, Millwood.
Yeah.
We have all the virtual schools.
Right. But
Trinity.
But adults, any adult.
Any adult.
Can come in, sign up, and do the thing.
For any of our programs, and we accept financial aid.
There we go.
We have scholarships as well.
All right, folks. Well, I think we know what we all need to be doing this next year with our spare time.
Well, we're going to also be starting in the winter, in January, we'll start short-term classes.
There you go.
So in the evenings, we're going to be having kids cooking classes on Saturday afternoons. And then we'll be doing global foods, pasta making. I'm going to do a risotto class.
And anybody can sign up.
We're already doing charcuterie classes every other Tuesday evening.
Will you teach a knife skills class?
And we're going to do a knife skills class.
Give the gift of cooking classes this Christmas.
The knife skills class. I'm excited about that one.
That'll be great. I love that stuff. Yeah, that's awesome.
Cook a dish.
Yeah.
I'm coming.
Come, please.
Yeah. Do it.
I'm also doing classes with the Lynn Institute. They have this Road to Health program. It's a 12-week program. So in the program, I'll do 4 cooking classes with them. We'll do healthy cookie recipes. I also been volunteering with Lynn to do cooking classes with, they work with some kids that are in DOC. So the kids volunteer in the garden.
Very cool.
And so they harvest something and then we cook it.
That's great.
It's literally outside in the middle of the garden. And we have, it's so much fun.
So taking a justice involved youth and then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
That's
what a great program.
It's fun.
When do you sleep?
I don't know.
Between 10 minutes.
Between 8 p.m. and 4 a.m. I go to bed early.
Right?
I have an empty nest now, so I go home and just kind of piddle. And
you do have an empty nest, so I imagine all these things keeping you busy.
Yeah. I kind of started around spring break thinking, okay, the boys will be gone. You won't have to take anybody to practice, go to any football. Like, you don't have to be at golf practice or anything.
What are you going to do with all this
time? Are you going to do with this free time? So I started gardening a little bit. I've got high functioning ADHD, so I will hyperfixate on something.
Put it to work.
For a short amount of time, and then I'll lose interest in being on something else. So I was crocheting for a little bit, it's not really my thing. It's not my skill set. So I've moved on to, like, right now I'm into fermentation.
Okay, nice.
So I've been trying to teach myself delayed gratification.
Yeah.
So I'm making pickling things and fermenting things because they take time.
Yeah.
So right now I've got a Worcestershire sauce that I'm trying to perfect.
Oh, that's fun.
Because I read that Land Parents, they age their Worcestershire for a whole year before they bottle it. And I'm like, okay, let's see how long I can go.
Yeah.
And so it's been hanging out for like 5 months now.
That's cool. I did that with some red pepper sauce years ago.
Yeah. Just to kind of
do it over a year.
Yeah.
That's the same thing with like Tabasco and that kind of stuff.
Just kind of see,
yeah.
Delayed gratification.
That's right.
It's there.
It's like having something going all the time.
All the time. Sourdough going all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just every week. It's like, okay, my alarm is going off. Feed that sourdough. Because I was really never into the baking things, but I try to
process. Yeah. Well, Kaya, thanks so much
coming
out.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for all you do.
Kaya.
Thank you.
The Food Dude and Friends is produced in partnership with KOSU Radio. Food Dude and Friends is brought to you by Visit OKC, inviting you to experience the energy, excitement, and welcoming spirit of Oklahoma City. Learn more at visitokc.com.